Dear Helma, here we go again. This, I believe, is tape number 4. The last one was when I went to the Montagnard meeting and had all the odd sounds recorded. Today is the 20th of October, and I will send my next one, I hope, the next weekend. This will put 5 tapes in the mail from me to you, and I hope I should be having some coming back then. The tapes cost 35 cents, and the little yellow box costs 20 cents. I imagine they're a lot cheaper here than they are back in the States. Say, when you open the little yellow box, have the cover face you and press in firmly on the bottom part. This will pop the ends loose and disengage them. Otherwise, you'll break them when you tear them off. Well, now that the administrative details are off, let's go on with the letter. This tape is keyed to picture. This is another technique I picked up over here. So what you'll have to do here is wait until you get the letter mailed, which I will mail at the same time as the tape, to be able to key the tape, so to speak. Well, here goes picture number 1. Well, I did it again. I put it on playback to check the first part to see that it was recording, and went ahead and recorded my pictures, and guess what? I didn't put it back on record and left it on playback, so here I am for the second time around. Picture number 1 is a picture of the Corps headquarters on the Pleiku Plateau in the central highlands of Vietnam. If you look on the back of the picture, you will see that I have made some small sketches which give an indication where the various buildings are. Now in the right center of the picture is a first group of buildings coming in from the open fields. It looks something like a P, shall we say. Well, that is the MAG compound and where I live. Moving to the left, you come to the large building which is the Corps headquarters. You will note the road that runs out in front of the headquarters and runs toward the upper left. This is the main entrance to the Corps. Incidentally, my office is in the lower right-hand portion of that Corps headquarters building. Now for picture number 2. This is taken directly in front of the headquarters, looking at the entrance sign and up the road which leads to the large building. My office is in the lower left-hand corner of that building, and my desk looks out the window toward this road. You cannot see the MAG compound. It is over the rise of the ground, just to the left of the Corps headquarters as you look at it. Note the vehicle and the road going up toward the Corps headquarters. Now for picture number 3. As you see, the chopper has moved along, and here is another picture of the Corps headquarters. This time you can see the same Jeep moving up toward the headquarters. Now you're able to see in the center left-hand portion some white roofs, which is the roofs of the MAG compound. The next 2 shots are taken from the door of my room, which looks out into the center courtyard of our compound. This is one of 2 courtyards we have. Picture number 4 is taken looking toward the left. The dark bush in the foreground is a pretty one with its leaves brilliant red and green. We have a series of BOQ rooms all around this compound. Now picture number 5 is also looking from the door of my room toward the right. Notice the white building which juts out in my direction. This is the mess hall, and my table and that of my deputy is right in the corner that's facing us. It's really quite attractive mess hall. Now looking down the gallery toward the right, you can see where the roof juts off to the right to meet the roof of the building that I am standing on. Well, right in that corner, the officers' club is located and bar, so you can see it's quite a cozy little setup. So you can see, dear, you needn't worry about me not living well. In fact, it's quite a nice life here, and as I said, it reminds me so much of India, particularly being up on a nice high plateau and cool, and a setup that they have here in the mess and the bar and all the rest. It's really quite nice. Now, picture number 6 is a picture taken of me by Colonel Freund. We were flying up to make an inspection visit of a unit in a city. As you can see, I'm happy and fit. Now, picture 7 is quite interesting. This is the hunting bungalow of the former emperor of Vietnam, Bao Dai. He kept it up in the mountains here and would come up from Saigon and come up here to go hunting. It's the same thing that the Maharajas kept down in India. It's quite a large place, as you can see when in the next picture where I am standing in front of the bungalow. This is the headquarters of the 23rd Division, whose chief advisor is Don Kersting, who was at the War College with us. He's an armored officer. You can look in our little War College folder, and I think you'll remember him once you see his picture. He's quite a handsome man and a hell of a good officer. The town the division is in is called Bon Me Tot. And looking at the yellow map I sent you of Vietnam, it is in Darlock province, right about where the picture of the man is standing with his little basket. The next picture shows a man standing in the middle of a field with some buildings in the background. This is Dick Tallman, who served in the 8th Division with us. I don't know whether you remember him or not. He was in the G3 section. I'm sure that George Steckert will remember him, however. Dick is a lieutenant colonel and is a deputy senior advisor of the 22nd Division, which is north of us in the town of Kontum in Kontum Province. If you look at the little map, once again, they are located just about where the N in Kontum is. In the background is their living quarters. They aren't quite as plush as the 23rd Division or ours, but still, it's very nice. They all have their individual rooms. For the senior officers, they have a john. For the junior officers, they have to share one. However, it's not bad. So you can see, at division level, we're still not roughing it. The next picture is an interesting one. It is one of an old woman, bare-breasted, carrying a log down the road. If you look further to the rear, you will see another picture, or rather, another log just jutting into the picture. Then following them was the old man, smoking a pipe and herding his women down the road. Oh, to be a man in upper highlands of Vietnam. The poor old gals do all the work, and he just walks along. I guess when he's got a couple of wives like this, they have to be careful to do all the work to make sure he keeps his strength. Ha ha. Next, I'm sure you've heard of the fortified villages they planned over here, or fortified hamlets. This is a picture of one of the hamlets. There's a ditch dug all the way around it with bamboo stakes and barbed wire, and the huts are built of bamboo. Poor guys, they can't do much when the VC comes in, except flee. What happens, the VC attack these villages, burn the houses down, and drive the people off with them to make them work for them up in the hills, planting rice and so forth, and acting as beasts of burden, carrying their ammunition, supplies, and so forth. The poor little peasant and tribesmen are just a pawn in this war. Well, enough of that. Tell me how you like this system. If you like it, I'll use it again in the future. If it doesn't seem to work out too well, why, then I won't do it again. So please let me know how you liked it, dear. I have your letter of the 13th, which is Shirley's 22nd birthday. I answered it in my last letter, but there are a few additional items I'd like to comment on. Say, if you put on 5 pounds in 2 weeks, you're really going some. Take it easy or you'll be a 2-ton tilly when I come home. I'm waiting for Mr. Robinson's letter, and I will write to him as soon as I receive one from him. I'm still waiting for a letter from Teddy. I guess if he writes it this weekend, I won't get it for another week or so, though. You mentioned that he intends to take 2 hours to drive down, stopping at Fayetteville overnight. Does this mean that he's taking the Corvair back with him? If so, make sure we get some new tires to put on the car, and the brakes are checked. This is the wrong time to try and save a few cents. Poor kid, I think he deserves to have the car in good shape when he gets it. Remember, you take it down to the Chevrolet lot and check it out and ask them how much they'll give you for it. Cash on the barrelhead. Then Teddy gets it for $100 less than that. I think he'd appreciate it more this way, dear, than he would if we just gave it to him. This way he'll feel that he's actually earned it. And it's really a good break for him, because I would guess that he'd get the car for about $400. I'm really pleased that you like your job so well. I'm sure once a person has something interesting to do, time will go much faster. It's always good to try a new experience like this and get your hand in on something that you think is interesting and worthwhile. Because who knows, after we retire, you may get completely bored and would like to do something like this just as a hobby, if nothing else. Please write a letter to the War College and ask them to extend my loan period for my guns, or I'm afraid I will lose them, dear. The next thing, those Christmas presents for the general that I mentioned, and his children. Please get them and mail them. Well, we're running. All my love, dear, and good night.